Hola a todos, soy Carly Goldenberg, and this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. Queremos decir gracias to Toyota Motor Manufacturing Indiana Incorporated for support in making this season possible. In este episodio, we talk to Chef Benoit Angulo about how his Venezuelan-inspired restaurant, La Cocinita, is returning to its food truck roots and feeding those who are hardest hit by the coronavirus. The coronavirus has disproportionately affected businesses owned by people of color. According to a Stanford Latino Entrepreneurship Initiative survey, almost 90% of Latino business owners have been negatively affected by COVID-19. Further, as many as one-third of the companies reported that their employees cannot work remotely. A pesar de la crisis económica that is hurting small businesses, La Cocinita dug deeper and invested in the Chicagoland community. Medio venezolano, medio francés y un ciudadano de los Estados Unidos, Angulo se considera a sí mismo un ciudadano del mundo. His dishes are like this, inspirado de la comida venezolana, pero hay lugar para la creatividad.
I don't know what I identify as a citizen of the world would be the best way to put it. In between those three, I'm a mixture of those three cultures. I identify in different ways with all of them. Obviously, La Cocinita is Venezuelan inspired, not authentic. It doesn't say authentic anywhere. It's just inspired by that. And then, but it definitely, you know, my experiences that I have growing up around all these different cultures and everything else definitely influence what, you know, La Cocinita is. It's Venezuelan inspired food, but because that's what I grew up with. But it really certainly has a little bit of everything in there too.
For Angulo, some of the greatest joys of his work are building community and seeing people try Venezuelan-inspired dishes por vez primera.
Oh, it's great. I love it. Every time I work at the restaurant, I try to engage with everybody and ask everybody. And I love when somebody tells me, I've never had this before. And oh my God, this is so good. This is the reason why Rachel and I, before we became husband and wife and have kids and have all this restaurants, we were just friends. And, you know, the first time that she had it, but she was like, oh my God, this is so good. And, you know, long story short, here we are almost 9 years later. Yeah.
When the pandemic shuttered restaurants' doors, it was back to basics for La Cocinita. But the food truck that started it all also turned out to be their biggest asset for meal donation.
It's a big shock, all the uncertainty and not knowing. And, you know, now you have to lock yourself up. In a way, in retrospective, looking at it, it's kind of what we did already, right? We were taking food to places. We were packing it up and prepping it at the restaurant. As far as the operations and the restaurant itself, it took me a minute to just kind of grab my head around it and realize that we just had to tweak a few things on the operation that we had going already, but we're essentially delivering food again. For us, we've been able to just kind of not put on pause, but take the mobile part of our business and make it thrive.
Though the coronavirus caused obstacles, La Cocinita worked through them and made operational changes that they wanted to make for years.
But as far as the operations and the restaurant itself, it took me a minute to just kind of grab my head around it and just kind of look back on it and realize that we just had to tweak a few things on the operation that we had going already. So we were already trying to do this, and this has made us completely eliminate cash. So now people can scan, if we're taking orders at our location, they can scan a QR code that takes them straight to our app through a third-party company. They have the menu, they choose, they pay. It prints inside of the truck, and it eliminates that piece of it too, of the logistics of counting cash, taking care of the cash. It also eliminates, you know, going up to the window. Hi, how you doing? What do you want? No. Now it's all, oh yeah, sure. I have it. Did you get my order? Sure. It hasn't printed, whatever. It's like a totally different set of issues. But now we eliminated that piece of actually ordering from that person.
After planning with community organizations and fellow food truckers, La Cocinita has donated thousands of meals to local ER teams and first responders through partnerships and donors. Now, donations will go to community members experiencing food insecurity.
Essentially, you know, we looked at everything that was going on and try to figure out, how do we help out? And is there anything that we can do? We started partnering up with a couple of other nonprofits and brainstorming with other truck owners that we know that, you know, we realized that by asking, because everybody was like, oh, everybody was saying, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? We have this product, you know, we can sell it at a discount, you know, instead of charging the full price, we just took a hit on, you know, the percent. We just discount the product and offer it to people and say, all right, well, now you're buying your meal or whatever. If you'd like to donate a meal, now you don't have to spend $200. You can just spend $8, right? Into sending a meal to a first responder. And every time we build up to 20, 25, we just send it to an ER here, fire department there, police station over there. And the idea slowly but surely evolved. And then it turned into a great thing. You know, it's like it enabled us to keep the business going through the roughest of all the patches, which was, you know, the third, fourth, fifth week when everybody was freaking out, everybody was being locked. And it kept, you know, our employees going. That idea just slowly evolved. It was like, you know, a lot of brainstorming and trying to figure out what can be done to help all the parties involved.
Angulo is grateful for his team and community, despite all of the challenges that the coronavirus has brought.
It's been great. It's been awesome. I think that from every delivery that we did, we got tons of love, tons of feedback. Rachel, who coordinated and managed this whole thing and just really got it off the ground. You know, I have the crews. I checked that we have the food and everything else, but really this whole thing was put together by Rachel. You know, she got tons of love from these people. I mean, I'm sure she cried a couple of times because, you know, the people that received it were incredible. The people that donated, also incredible. So it turned into a thing where it felt we were doing as much as we could without being unsafe, you know what I'm saying?
Bajo la dirección de su cotitular y esposa Rachel, las donaciones siguieron creciendo. Las donaciones provocaron una efusión de amor de miembros de la comunidad. Hoy en día, La Cocinita ha provenido más de 7,000 donaciones.
In the middle of the whole thing, it was always great to, you know, feel like at least we're doing as much as we could. And our team was incredible, too. We have this awesome people that work with us, and everybody's been safe. And thank God, knock on wood and everything else, nobody's gotten sick or nobody's showing signs of it. So everything has been good so far. We had this humongous change, like this monumental change on everything that we were doing. And I like how, although stressful and lost a lot of sleep over it, and I like how we were able to get together and figure out a way to make stuff happen. That would be like the thing that I would look back on. I feel like there's a lot of good things that are coming out of this. And as we move forward, I'll look back at it at a time of adjustment.
Finalmente, Angulo dijo que investing in your community siempre vale la pena porque siempre volverá.
The way I personally look at it is that it'll always come back one way or another, right? Arepas, bowls, rice and beans, not a whole lot. But if that helped out in any way, shape, or form to all those people that were essentially putting their life on the front line to, you know, get this thing under control, I'm happy with that.
Queremos decir gracias to Toyota Motor Manufacturing Indiana Incorporated for support in making this season possible. Our song for this episode is Chocolate by Jesse and Joy. Gracias por escucharnos. I'm Carly Goldenberg, and this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.